ジニーさん、ありがとう。And they mad cause they ain't. That these weak hoes came.
Bitches gon' be
mad at us. Y'all get it.
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us.
Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl Queen T, aka Tiana Non Basic, and I'm here with no other than. And as y'all know, we always
in house.
And so we're going to kick this podcast off with get the lace front off the top of your eyebrows and pay attention, pay attention. Yes, because honestly, I'm bothered. Merchandise will be dropping soon.
Yes.
But let's get right on into it. So a contractor killed when she walks into...
Wait, what?
Yeah. A contractor was killed when she walked into Air Force drone propeller while looking down at the device.
Okay, that makes no sense at all.
Well, a U.S.
Can I get video footage?
Air Force civilian contractor was killed when she walked into a drone.
Okay.
Rotating propeller at a California airfield. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know what. But her name was Stephanie Cosney, and she was 32 years old.
Man, she probably had no kids.
I'm just really tripping about this.
How could she just randomly walk? And if she's following the drone, how did she fall into the drone's propellers?
That's the question that everybody's asking. Nobody understands how it happened, and that's why it was posted by the New York Post.
So did she look up and just cut her off?
I don't know. She was walking past the propeller, and she stumbled into the moving propeller of a parked MQ-9A Reaper drone at Gary Butt Airfield on September 7th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. September 7th, 2023, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know why this was just now made the news. I think it's because they are not believing that that's what happened.
Yeah, because it makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it just now makes
the
news.
If she's tracking the drone, she should know where the drone is and what the drone is doing. So why would she...
She's walking past the drone, and they said she stumbled into the propeller and died. But nobody believes this. That's why it's a story. And that's why the New York Post posted it, because, it's also supposed to be CNN or whatever.
But this is hopefully they'll find out what happened to you. But they're not going to release that to the general public. So, yeah, rest in peace, young lady.
Well, right now they're reporting it is an accident, but apparently it's not determined if it was an accident as of yet.
Whatever.
Sound like somebody pushed her to me, but I don't know.
That's what I think. But
it makes no sense for her to just stumble.
Allegedly.
And so you guys recall what happened to Jonathan Majors, and you guys recall what happened to Megan Thee Stallion and Risa Tisa's story. Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry? I think that's
And so now it's a production company that put out a movie called The Woman Who Did... Hold on, I gotta get the right... The wife
right
that
test.
Didn't know who the fuck she married.
Oh,
and the
wow.
name of this production company is called 910 Production.
I'll watch it.
So the name of their movie is called The Wife That Didn't Know Who the Fuck She Married. Okay, no, let me take that back. It's 910 Productions, and the name of the movie is called, about Risa Tisa, it's called The Wife That Didn't Know Who She Married. And then they also put out a movie, I thought it was so funny.
Wow.
Yeah, they also put out a movie called, let me get back to it here, it's called The Rapper That Got Shot in the Heel. And we all know that's about Megan Thee Stallion, right? And Tory
Lanez.
Oh,
so she got shot in the heel?
Who knows?
So her Achilles heel got fucked up? What? You know, Achilles. You remember Achilles from Greek mythology?
Girl, I know what you're talking about. But I don't know where she got shot at. I thought it was the top of her foot
her pinky toe.
I don't know.
You shot my pinky toe? Let me quit.
They also put out a movie about the incident with Jonathan Majors, and it's called The Actor That Got Chased Around the City. You gotta watch it.
And got convicted of the crimes him.
Oh, you gotta watch the movie. Gets real in depth about what really happened that night.
That nigga got convicted on shit that was done against him. And that bitch don't face no kind of fucking...
But it shows, like, real footage of him running from her through the city. I was like, hell nah, this is hilarious. He was really running all over the city.
Yes, he was really running away from her. Yes.
He said, leave me alone. You're crazy. I cannot do this. I can't be seen doing this. Why are you doing this? Oh my God.
That's so good.
And then she went out and partied all night, that whole night. And then the police came and you know, put that victim mentality in her head. And she
No.
Before she was saying nothing happened.
Before the police. No, he called the police.
Right.
He called the police. He came home. She was unresponsive. Mm-hmm. Hey, where's the ashtray?
Or was she unresponsive? Or was she faking?
Oh, she probably was faking.
Right, right.
Hey, I didn't know this bitch, this European bitch was a good actor. I didn't know that.
Right. She was acting her butt off in that courtroom, though. We know that.
I know. I'm talking about she about to file a fucking civil suit. Good luck with your civil suit, bitch. What's her name again?
But I don't understand how they making these movies so fast, though.
How would they not make these movies so fast?
As soon as the topic drops, boom, it's a movie about it, or it's a TikTok about it, or it's a, you know, it's just going, they are going crazy and ham with it.
No, but people who are really good at that shit, though. Yeah. I need some good editing software. When I get some good editing software that I can understand how to use without any zeros and ones and shit, I will kill the internet. I don't know why I can't understand zeros and ones. My IQ is up there, but I cannot do zeros and ones.
The movie about the actor that got chased all around the city, it did kind of make fun of Jonathan Majors' arrogance. He was like, when the police was asking him questions, he was like, do you not know who I am?
What?
I'm Jonathan Majors. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it's so funny. So well, it made me look up who is Jonathan Majors? Because I didn't know too much about him, except for, you know, he graduated from Yale School of Drama.
I didn't know none of that. I just knew that he got fucking sacked.
He did a great project by
this woman following him around, and then him getting accused of the altercation they got into. That's the only thing I knew about him.
Well, you know about his accolades as an actor.
He was on that what do you call it? I don't know. What was that the show you had me watch? It was pretty good. With Jonny Smollett.
Well, let's break it down.
Jonny Smollett. Yes, the girl from East Bayou. I remember he was in a show with her. Lovecraft Country. I love that.
It was on HBO.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's really good.
That was the one time I paid for HBO.
Jonathan Majors is an American actor, a graduate of the Yale School of Drama. Majors rose to prominence for starring in the drama film The Last Black Man in San Francisco. I saw that. And The Five Bloods. I haven't seen that. Mm-mm. And the HBO horror series Lovecraft Country.
Which I did see.
Yes, which he received a Primetime Emmy nomination for.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we all know that he had the contract with Marvel as the villain.
But you have to realize those contracts come with these morals clauses, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people want to get out of their clauses.
Well, they say he's...
Well, I don't know. Right, when I was younger... When we were younger, not I was younger, but when we were younger, people who had contracts with Disney used to do these crazy shit. Brittany, Selena Gomez, there was a few other people that would do this crazy shit to get out of their contracts from Disney. So, I don't know. Maybe this is a scam.
Who knows? But moving on, So we had a TikTok from Deborah Rain. And Deborah Rain is the one who put up a TikTok about Beyonce.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing you know, commemorating a very famous black country singer from back in the day.
Oh yes, I remember. I sent that to you. My bad.
Let's take a look at her TikTok that she's talking about.
A duet with Miley Cyrus, Post Malone.
She's Willie talking about Nelson. Linda.
We're all starting to hear this name, Martell. Linda Martell.
Yeah,
she's
Linda Martell.
Two of the songs off of Cowboy Carter, Spaghetti, and the Linda Martell Show. So who is this woman, Linda Martell? Well, she's been neglected by history, and it's time we all found out who she is. Linda Martell was born Thelma Bynum in South Carolina in 1941. She grew up pretty poor, listening to the music of the day. R&B and blues were her favorite. She started a band when she was young, but it didn't have much success. Then she got discovered singing solo and was offered a recording contract. She signed reluctantly to Plantation Records.
Plantation.
She noted the inherent racism in the name of the record company, but felt she had no choice but to sign with them anyway. Now, she had grown up listening to blues and R&B and loved those genres of music and was singing them, but wasn't having much success until her new management told her she should go country. This doesn't sound like too big of a deal to us now, but at the time, there were literally zero black female country artists in mainstream music, even though we all know country music and rock and roll music were literally invented by black women. They were later co-opted by white men, and black women were pushed out. So when these white men said that she should give country a shot, she listened to them. And she recorded her first album, Color Me Country, in literally one day in the studio. The album was a hit. It had three huge singles on it. And she went on to become the first black woman to ever perform at the Grand Ole Opry. Being a trailblazer isn't without its pitfalls, of course. And when she would go out on tour, she suffered extraordinary racism in the hands of the white audiences that she found in country music.
But they loved her music, though.
Discovered a white singer that he started putting all of his time and attention into, leaving Linda out in the cold. She had this massive hit record and even appeared on Hee Haw. Listen to this performance and tell me if it's not giving young Whitney Houston mixed with Dolly Parton.
Oh, no. She wasn't really, she really didn't have that pretty, She really didn't have that stage presence that Beyonce has. No offense against her. Cause you can tell she wasn't really feeling what she was singing. That's a big difference.
I think she killed it.
No, I didn't say she didn't kill it vocally. I was saying that you can tell she's not really feeling it.
Okay, to get more content on
but she wasn't feeling that Linda Martell. Like that. That's what I think that's was her downfall, not because she was like the first black woman country singer. Because she wanted more from what she was singing, and you could hear it in her voice. That's my opinion. It's not everybody else's opinion, but yeah. Go ahead.
I think she killed it.
No, I didn't say she didn't kill it. That's not the point.
But Spaghetti is a song that Beyonce did.
Yeah, how did that go? Well, no, we can't do Spaghetti because Beyonce is going to copyright us.
Girl, who cares? Anyways, it was by Linda Martell.
Okay.
And she's just like revitalizing some of that flair that Linda Martell has. And if you want to learn more information about Linda Martell, you can just look it up.
Yes. Although she doesn't have much of an internet footprint. She doesn't. I did already look her up.
Well, Deborah Rain has said a lot about her, so you guys can look up Deborah Rain.
Deborah Rain. Yeah.
Deborah R-A-Y-N-E on TikTok, and she talks about Linda Martell and how Beyonce has brung recognition to Linda Martell's
career. Yes,
well,
she should. It's too late. Posthumously. Whatever you say.
What?
I don't know. Well, after she died.
Well, on to Strange World. So, Safari and has recently done an interview on Jason Lee's podcast. And it's called Jason Lee. What you mean, who is Jason Lee?
No, because Jason Lee is Bruce Lee's son. So who is Jason Lee? No,
Jason Lee is...
Jason Lee was also killed the similar
way. Is a reality person now, and also he's been on Wildin' Out. He's been like a cast member on Wildin' Out. Comedian type,
kind of sort of, kind of like...
Yeah, he's kind of sort of like a comedian, but he just recently did a video or an interview with Safari. Mm-hmm. He wanted to discuss his divorce with Erica Mena, his relationship with Nicki Minaj, and so on and so forth. And I thought that Safari, he was very like candid in the interview, but he also didn't disrespect his past relationships with either one of those women.
That's good.
Yeah, but Jason Lee hates Nicki Minaj, and so he was like throwing shade on Nicki, like when she was popping, and you know, you were with her at the height of her career. Okay. I was like, what the height of her career? She's still high.
That's right.
She's still popping. She's still putting out bangers. She's still making Billboard charts. She's still selling out arenas. I don't know when she stopped being popping. Because Jason Lee, I'm sure you're not selling out any arenas any no time soon by yourself. So, anyways, but I think he really is highly upset about her not coming to his show. And also in this strange world that we live in, there is a real estate tycoon by the name of Thowl. You could try to pronounce her name if you want to, but I think it's...
I don't know.
I believe her name is Thowl Mylane. Am I right?
You can always look it up on Google.
It's Thowl Mylane.
Google me, bitch. Google me, bitch.
Is it not Thowl Mylane? Anyways.
Whatever.
She's a Vietnamese real estate tycoon who has been sentenced to death.
Oh, yeah.
For a $12 million fraud case. For money. So, basically, this woman has been sentenced to death. And you guys can find this story on CNN Business. But this real estate tycoon in Vietnam...
She's a scapegoat.
She's been sentenced to death, though, you guys. For money.
She's a scapegoat.
For money. That's all I gotta say.
For money. Dinero.
I don't care what people's laws... Like, their ancient laws. Like, I hate American laws that are so ancient.
Yeah, because that's not...
Just get with the times, guys. Because that's not something that somebody should die for.
No, it's not.
No. And probably the money
and
is probably
she was not. She probably didn't even get most of the money that was supposedly... embezzled. So... Why give her that? Like, maybe they give her life so that they can get her to pressure her into giving up the people who actually were stealing the money. Because I don't really think she was. I think she's a scapegoat.
Well, they
or as my husband says, an escape goat.
They're saying that she played a role in it, at least 300.
Or maybe she just let it go because she knew she couldn't do shit about it, and she was feeling some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? It happens. Like. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that
it sounds like she's an escape, though. I think she is.
Oh, thank you, Douglas.
I believe what you're saying, and I totally agree with you, Gina, because the case is really about $304 trillion. Mm-hmm.
What's her net worth? What does she have in the bank? That's
things that they have to question. This money
I don't
the
think
bank.
She does either. I no, know she doesn't, actually.
She doesn't,
I don't have
she
to.
She probably doesn't even know where the money
she does
went.
Not know. And I don't believe she knows where the money went.
But
I believe
she's appealing
that
the case,
she is
right?
the one. Yeah, she's appealing
she's
the case.
She's appealing the case. So more than likely, hopefully she'll get a sympathetic judge to her plight.
Well, the sympathetic judge would only give her life.
Well, this judge is trying to kill her. I can going to jail is cool, but to kill somebody over money, that's just going too far. Y'all going too far with that. And then she's not even the one that's
I don't believe that she's the one who actually was behind the embezzlement.
Exactly, because they're saying that she.
So they, I believe, in my opinion, they sentenced her to death in order to get her to fucking roll over on the people who were actually responsible for this.
Yeah, I don't think she even knows. More than likely, she's just an employee there. She doesn't own the company.
Man.
Like, I mean...
She has an idea. She don't know for a fact.
Yeah.
Let's say she doesn't know for a fact.
She got this sense because she was a chairwoman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not the owner.
And then,
of the company,
if you look at the article, the CNN article, a lot of people who were under her they got these really, really lofty sentences. Like, they're not going to do no time really like that. Nobody got death but her, as far as I can tell.
Right. And she's just a chairperson, as I said before. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't like it. I think it's excessive. And I think that somebody should just wake up and like, look at all of these ancient laws that these countries...
Coffee smells good in the
morning. All of these countries have on file still to this day. We don't live in that day and age anymore.
No.
And people that come, especially millennials in any country, we have a different mindset.
That is true, you guys do.
More than likely, we need to get these old heads out of office in all of these countries. And we need to start a new legal system that reflects our current beliefs and our current standards of life.
Which does not include banning of marijuana.
It does not include, also, it does not include sending people to jail. And to death, sentencing people to death
for financial money. Crimes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
Oh, I got it.
Well, Alicia Keys and Tiana Taylor and Erykah Badu have now taken advisor roles with the new feminine It Forward mentorship platform, Muse.
Muse.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all can look that story up on Billboard. But I think it's great that they're doing what they're doing and they're becoming mentors and, you know, or maybe not themselves being actual mentors to anybody, but, you know, standing on the platform for this company that is about feminine, you know, success or, you know, influencing the young women in our country to be great.
Whatever that sound was, I'm sorry, my mind doesn't accept it.
Okay, so South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker? Yeah, they are set to do a live action comedy with Kendrick Lamar in Paramount. Mm. Yeah, and you guys can look that story up on Hollywood
big
Reporter.
Fat bitch, your mom is a big fat bitch. I'm sorry. A big fat bitch and the biggest bitch that I've ever been.
No,
bitch,
every bitch. Time I oh. hear about South Park, I think of Kenny's Day. That's what I said. Because Kenny dies in every episode. I was like,
yes.
Every
you kill Kenny!
Yes.
No, but mine is Cartman's mom is a big fat bitch. She's a big fat bitch. They ever just see. I don't remember how good mom. I'm sorry.
Well, let's get into it. So, Disturbed Woman.
Oh, my God.
Astrology influencer. And she apparently has killed her family.
Well.
Yeah,
she killed
during
almost
the eclipse,
her whole family.
You guys. Yeah,
she killed almost her whole family.
Almost her family. So this is on People.com, CNN. It's everywhere, you guys. So her name is Danielle Johnson. She stabbed her partner to death,
and she killed herself.
A 35-year-old woman who worked as an astrology influencer. Yes, and mind you, what didn't they say she was driving?
She was driving on the highway.
A Porsche. SUV. Yeah, she's in a Porsche, y'all. But she decided to take that Porsche, and after she killed her lover, her boyfriend.
Baby daddy.
Or, no, it's her boyfriend. He was
Well, who's
stabbed.
The baby daddy?
What is his name?
No, you said that she killed her partner. I said, well,
yeah,
who's her baby daddy?
He was just her boyfriend. Mm. He wasn't like her
she was. He wasn't the father of her kids?
More than likely, I don't know. But not it says either. That she killed him in their home. And then she jumps on the Los Angeles area freeway at around 4:30 a.m. local time, according to Los Angeles Police Department. Half an hour later, Johnson then drove her Porsche SUV at over 100 miles per hour and crashed into a tree in the city of Redondo Beach.
You know, I don't know if it, because we lost an episode. I don't know where the episode went. I have been trying to find it, but to the point where we have noticed, like what we noted before, that a lot of people were looking at this eclipse as the end of the world, and they weren't wanted to die, and they felt like committed suicide was the best way to go in this era.
I mean, some people do believe that, but this was her mind state. She said that she was posting warnings about spiritual warfare and it being related to the total eclipse.
Okay.
And on April 8th, the same day as the eclipse, Danielle Johnson pushed her two children from a moving car on the Los Angeles area freeway.
Yeah, before the actual eclipse happened in LA.
And according to Los Angeles Police Department, half an hour later, Johnson then drove her Porsche SUV at over 100 miles per hour and crashed into a tree in the city of Redondo Beach. Yes. While her 9-year-old sustained moderate injuries from the fall and was transported to a local hospital, her 8-month-old child sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Yeah, this bitch was strange, and I don't know why people do it.
And she obviously died when she ran into the tree.
Please, people, now this is mental health awareness. When you are having thoughts of suicide, get some help.
Yes.
And then if you think about killing yourself, why do you want to take other people with you?
Right. They have nothing to do with what you're going through.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They don't have nothing to do with it. Like, her dude's name was Jalen Chaney, and he was 29.
Well, maybe she didn't want her kids to be raised by other people.
She stabbed him to death.
But apparently their child is going to be raised, the living child, the surviving child is going to be raised by other people. And I don't know, it just so happens God protected that child, and that child was able to survive being thrown out of a Porsche at fucking 60 miles an hour.
Well, she posted these messages on her ex page. I don't know why Elon Musk didn't report her, since he like giving out information
report nobody
to the government.
He don't report nobody.
Girl, please.
That's part of what he don't do.
He's selling information to the government. That's what he's doing. People's personal conversations, they locations and everything. He's selling that information to the government. And that it's up for
a lot
vote
of people
in
don't
a couple
really
of
care.
Days. I think it was today that it went on the House floor about him.
If you really cared about your private conversations, which is the fact that I don't really use social media anymore, if you really care about your private conversations, you would hold that conversation between you and whoever you want to hear it in person.
Well, her actual quote, Johnson's actual quote before she did all of this craziness, was that this eclipse is an atonement of spiritual warfare. Get your protection on and your heart in the right place. Where was your heart at when you threw your kids
from
the car on the freeway?
Because God didn't tell you to do that shit.
I don't know who told the devil told her to do that.
That's the thing, though. I believe the devil has infiltrated the Christian church.
Well, she went on to say, the world is very obviously changing right now. And if you ever need to pick a side,
it's not
time to
a bad
right
thing that the earth is changing.
Your life. She said the time to do right in your life is now. Stay strong. You got this.
But
you stay strong, girl. You got this to do
right. Right?
What did you do that was right that day? Kill yourself and your family members? Like, you did nothing that was right.
And you left your one baby alone.
God saved that baby. I'm telling you.
God saved that baby for a reason. And we will find out in years to come. And I probably won't even equate it to what happened today. And none of us will. It just depends on how long I live and things like that.
Yeah.
And my mental capacity in 10, 20 years, whatever. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, the spokesperson for the Los Angeles Police Department, he said that they just don't know why she did what she did. It's no reason behind why she did what she did. It don't make any sense. Like, girl. But anyways.
But if you think about it, people used to allow themselves to be sacrificed at the full moon in different parts of the world. So
that was her getting her priorities in order. It's killing her family.
I don't know. I'm pointing out this would not be the first time that people felt like they need to sacrifice themselves to the total solar eclipse.
Well, when they went to investigate her house at around 7:35 that morning, after, I believe it was after that she killed her family, they found tarot cards and black feathers in her apartment. I don't know what the black feathers mean, but it sounds like some devil worship.
Death. They should mean death. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it does mean death.
But it makes sense that it means death.
No, you're exactly right. It does mean death. Like, but she did it.
She basically fulfilled her own prophecy. The prophecy that she was given from the tarot cards and the raven feathers, or the black feathers, probably led her to believe that we should all die this day.
The death was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
but
she was definitely
she was wrong because her daughter lived.
She was wrong. Her daughter lived.
Come
like,
on,
like you just did all of that for a premonition.
Girl, who knows what she did it for?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, we can't get into her mind and let it.
Maybe she should let somebody else get into her mind before she did that. And that's why I say this is mental health awareness. Please, if you have feelings and thoughts like these
of suicide,
go talk to somebody. Or, go talk to somebody.
Killing probably, other people.
Probably, and probably, you probably would need to probably.
So you said her youngest child was how old?
Eight months old. Though, if you having issues like this,
her youngest child was 8 months old. Eight
months old.
Okay, so she probably had.
Yeah, she should
have postpartum depression.
I'm just saying, if you are having feelings like these, please go admit yourself in a hospital somewhere and get you some help. Don't let this thoughts of despair like control your every being in your body to where you gonna actually go out there and hurt somebody and or hurt yourself. Get help.
Exactly.
If you are having thoughts of hurting yourself or somebody else, just get some help, please. But let's go on back to the artist of the day.
Sometimes I want to hurt my husband.
Girl, bye. But we're going to go, and you talking to somebody about that, please do. But anyway.
Oh, I did.
I know you do.
They suck.
I know you do.
The motherfuckers suck.
Nothing wrong with getting a therapist. But while we're talking about people that need a therapist, Amada La Negra and Safari, after they did all that on Love and Hip Hop, breaking up, making up, breaking up.
Whatever, am I wrong?
And her saying that she's never going to talk to him again.
Uh-huh.
Seemingly, he has proposed to her.
Okay, wow.
But they have a new song together. I think she's great for him, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know.
I think she's great for him.
For
and
this
I think
point in her career.
No. I don't think it has. I'm not saying based on them using each other for a career advancement or anything like that. I think that
that's what Hollywood does.
Together, though, but I think they just have a great chemistry.
We've been seeing that since we were little kids, and it's been going on since longer than we were little kids. So it makes
sense.
Yeah,
people use each other for publicity and things like that to make themselves more popular. But I think that
they do anything for that.
I think that Amara La Negra
and Safari.
I think they make a great couple, though. I think
who cares?
She's a great person, and
they're probably not gonna last.
I think he's a great person.
Let's do some money on that.
Who knows if they're last?
I need some money.
Okay,
$50 ain't gonna last.
But anyways, they are artists of the day today, and they are our artists of the day today.
No, I said.
If they don't work out, they make great
music
together.
But I gave you 5 years, though.
No, but if they don't work out.
I gave you 5 years.
I'm telling you, they make great music together.
Who cares about the music?
I care about the music.
That's all we care about.
It's artists of the day.
That's all we care about.
It's artists of the day.
It's artists of the day.
Let's go ahead and play this bop. Let's go ahead and play this bop. This is Safari and my Amada La Negra.
It's a... Como que viene con él.
Let me start
on play, please.
Again, this is Safari and Amada La Negra. The name of the song is Safari.
Hecho un infortunito dos sola. Las gires se quedaron en la cola. A ti te doy el cucu. 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 Yo, hey, yo, Amara. Tell them girl, them can't follow. Them too shallow. My shots, the ball, arrow. The damn shots, empty. Them all hollow. Stunt boss. Need a girl we can't swallow. Need her. We as line. Right now. Pun. Mine. She and shine. Every time. Your body. Me want climb. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it. But you run like a fierce and don't stop it. To Cali and the Guaguami. And they have been bossed up. And they have been president. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it. But you run like a fierce and don't stop it. Back it up. Guaguami. And they have been bossed up. And they have been president.
I think I'm liking the Jamaican mixed with the Spanish.
Yes,
it's
I love
beautiful.
It. I love it.
And they look beautiful together. That's all I
already paid attention to the video.
The video is super sexy. They dressed alike in the video.
Amada Negra, of course, it's Spanish.
Yeah, Amada Negra, she's Dominican, and Safari is Jamaican. I think that they killed that. You guys can go look up the song. It's called Safari, a Model La Negra featuring Safari.
I thought that was so cute.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's like a double entendre or whatever.
Double entendre.
Right. I love it. I think that the video's great. You guys should go look it up and check it out. It's sexy. The video's sexy. They look great together and all of that. And so let's go into our nappy time story.
Yeah.
And in Indianapolis, y'all know the shits is always happening.
Always.
So,
any city is going to have shit going on.
According to
probably
Fox,
have more shit to talk about if we
59,
live in Detroit.
A person arrives at the hospital after a East Side shooting. So a person showed up at the Indianapolis hospital.
Man, what's wrong with the East Side, though?
Stop it.
Okay, we know what's wrong with the East Side. And no offense against people.
In the morning.
No offense against people who are migrating to our city. We know that a lot of people who are migrating to our cities come from cities with hella violence, and they come here and they bring their kids, and they hope that their violence is going down, will go down. They hope that their kids won't bring that violence with them, but it happens. It does. And I'm not trying to put y'all down or nothing. I'm so sorry for you Gary people, for you Chicago people who come to this state trying to do better, but a lot of people do not. Sorry, just saying.
They don't, and they do bring a lot of crime.
And New Orleans, let's do New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not talk about.
They,
let's not,
they did come
forget
here
New Orleans.
Bring a lot of crime. So
yes, they did.
Yeah. Well, according to Fox 59, this person showed up at the hospital after being shot earlier that morning on the East Side, and the incident happened around the. I believe it says the 5255 English Avenue.
Mm. On the south side.
On the southeast side, yes. And according to the police report, officers dispatched to the area and found...
Dispatch.
Yeah. Oh, dispatch.
Whatever.
Whatever. They dispatched to the area and found several shell casings.
Mm.
And they recovered several items of evidence, including a bag and an iPhone.
Oh wow!
So two vehicles sustained damage. The report.
Probably you ain't got your stings calling on your iPhone. So
yeah, for some reason it wasn't just gunshots. It was vandalism, also, and then criminal recklessness.
Okay.
Possible offenses. Yes.
Wow.
And the case is still under investigation. Again, you guys can go look it up on Fox 59. And the name of the story is "Person Arrives at Indianapolis at Hospital After East Side Shooting." So,
and
Indianapolis area crime.
The East Side needs, not the black community. Because stop saying the black community needs to do better. Well, that's not our fault about, that's not our fault. I'm getting tired of that shit. That's not our fault about what people do who are same skin color as us, what they do. And when I fucking hear a white person say that shit, then I will accept it. But other than that, y'all motherfuckers is racist with the white people.
Well, we have only
so
three
serious.
More episodes left in this season 5.
Maybe two.
And two or three. And we have to thank y'all for listening to Honestly Unbothered.
Uh-huh.
And thank y'all for making this our most popular season ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes, thank you guys.
Continue to listen and continue to support us. And remember that we have merchandise coming out soon.
Yes.
We're going to have some suburb dresses available, some halter tops, and some t-shirts.
I want off the shoulder.
Truly, honestly, unbothered. Do not forget to get your t-shirts and your merchandise and continue to support us.
Why are you playing along with this? Because we skipped that shit.
We shall skip that song. Yes. But our line, like you look, I forgot. Our line, like you look, I got an email. I got an email from TVN. Never heard of anything.
Who is TVN?
Girl, I have no idea. But they said that they wanted to nominate me for the Who's Who's in America for their TVN segment.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I think you're lying, but whatever. That was our Lying Like You Look story. And we like to, again, thank y'all for remaining
honestly unbothered.
And keep that same energy wherever you go, anywhere you go. And don't let nobody change you.
Don't let nobody.
Ever in this lifetime.
Do, 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 do. Gone be mad. Gone be mad. at us. Don't be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. You're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
At us.
Oh, really?
Bitches gonna be mad. At
us. Who cares?
Niggas gonna be mad at us.
So what?
And they just gonna be mad at us.
Honestly, a bother.
You're not doing right.
Ah!
Oh God, Tutu.
Why?
Oh, that's Tiana Fowler. There's something you're not doing right.
You gonna start it?
No.
So what? It happened.
There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitches.